From WJCT Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And this is Deemable Tech, technology worth talking about. We're here to make technology simple, easy, and approachable for you.
Got a question about your computer, smartphone, tablet, or the internet that you want to ask us? Give us a call at 904-372-DEEM. That's 904-372-3336. Or you can send us an email at questions@deemable.com.
Well, Tom, did you hear the big news this week?
The FTC investigating Google for antitrust violations?
No, none of that one.
The rumors about the iPad mini?
Nope, not that one either.
The space shuttle Endeavor creeping down the streets of Los Angeles at 2 miles per hour last week, and how it was towed behind a Toyota Tundra.
That's a lot of toys.
That is, for part of the trip?
No, but that was pretty cool, seeing a space shuttle getting towed behind a Toyota.
Let's see. Was it Felix Baumgartner's amazing skydive that broke 3 records, including the highest manned balloon flight and the highest skydive at 24 miles above the Earth and the fastest human freefall record at 834 miles per hour, or Mach 1.24, which also made him the first human to break the sound barrier without a vehicle? That's got to be it.
No, but that was pretty awesome too, wasn't it?
Okay, I give up. What's your big news?
Well, the French have come up with a solution to the European debt crisis.
Okay, what'd they do? Increase revenue? Reduce spending or grow the economy?
Well, I guess you could say that they are growing the economy.
Okay,
well, Bouygues Telecom, a French mobile phone carrier, sent one of their customers, Soline San Jose, her final bill, which included an early termination fee for breaking her contract. Now, you know, ETFs aren't cheap.
Oh, no, they get you there.
Yeah, they're designed to be painful to leave your contract. But normally, an early termination fee would not cause an event that would alter the global economy.
No.
Her final bill was 11.2 quadrillion euros, or, you know, about 15 quadrillion U.S. dollars.
Wow.
So, to put that in perspective, that is 5 commas, or almost 200,000 times the annual revenue of Bouygues Telecom, or a little over 4,000 times the gross domestic product of France, or, and wait for this, 215 times the entire world's economic output.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if she had just paid her bill, Bouygues would have had enough to pay off all of Europe's debt, all of the U.S.'s debt, all of everybody's debt in the entire world, and still have plenty left over.
So, Soline San Jose, we really need you to pay your bill.
They'd have had a lot, you know, to spread around the wealth. Now, of course, after Miss San Jose recovered from the sticker shock after she opened her bill, she contacted Bouygues Telecom to get the bill corrected, and here's the best part. They didn't believe her that the bill was wrong.
No, what?
Yeah, they were like, no, it's not incorrect.
And quadrillion.
Quadrillion. And she had to go back and forth with them. But after several calls, fortunately for Miss San Jose, but unfortunately for the rest of the Earth, she finally did get the company to correct the bill down to a much more palatable 112 euros, or about $152.
Well, that's not going to solve the debt crisis.
No, unfortunately, it's not going to solve the debt crisis. But, you know, she's not the only person to ever experience this. It actually happened to a Florida couple on a trip to Canada. They were actually, they're deaf. So They use their phones primarily for text messaging. And they knew that they would have, you know, some roaming charges.
Sure.
But when they got back, they actually had racked up a $121,000 bill.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was completely correct. They contacted the phone company, and the phone company was like, nope, that's right.
Wow.
So they
worked. Not text across international lines.
Yeah. They worked it out with the phone company because they knew this was going to be bad press for them. So They ended up giving them a 99% discount and knocking it down to only $1,210,
wow,
roughly. So at least they were nice there and said, okay, yeah, you know, you goofed up, but we'll work with you. So,
yeah, that's good.
Well, it is Pledge Drive week here at WJCT, and unfortunately that means that we didn't have a lot of time in the studio, but we can't bring you a full show this week.
Yeah.
But we did want to squeeze in one question, and that is from Eileen.
Eileen asks, ever since I installed iOS 6 on my iPhone 4S, my battery's been dying in about half the time that it used to. Have you heard about any problems with iOS 6 that is causing battery issues? Also, I've noticed a triangle in the top right corner of my screen that I've never seen before. Could that be related?
Thanks for your email, Eileen. Actually, that is probably exactly what's causing your battery to drain. Now, before I get into what that triangle is, you asked if there have been any issues with iOS 6 causing battery problems.
Now, for our other listeners, of course, iOS 6 is the latest version of the operating system that runs Apple's iPhones.
Right, and it's not abnormal for a new version of a smartphone operating system to cause some battery problems, but there haven't been any reports about it with iOS 6 as of yet, so I feel like it's safe to rule that out. Like I said, the triangle you mentioned is most likely the culprit of your battery problems. That little triangle is an indicator that your location services are turned on and running.
Location services are the GPS navigation in your iPhone. There's an app that's running that's using your location, and it's keeping that GPS antenna working. GPS is notorious for eating battery life, so turning it off will probably make your phone last a lot longer.
Right, so if you want to make it so that none of your apps can use location services, go to the privacy menu under settings and just tap the on-off switch next to location services. However, what I would do is scroll down through that list to see which apps are using location services. If an app is using location services right now, you'll see a purple arrow next to the name of the app. If the app has used location services within the last 24 hours, you'll see a gray arrow. On that menu, you can individually choose which apps you want to be allowed to use location services. If you see an app that is using location services, but you don't want it to have permission to do that, just tap the on-off switch next to the app's name.
Okay, so hopefully that will take care of the problem, Eileen. But Ray, what are other general things that could cause your iPhone's battery to drain faster, other than just having your location services on unnecessarily?
Well, one thing that'll eat your battery life is not having a strong connection to the cell phone tower.
Absolutely.
See, what happens is when you have a bad connection or no connection at all, your phone is constantly trying to connect to the cell phone tower. So it just keeps trying over and over again to make that connection. And that will cause your cell phone's battery to drain really fast. Whereas when you have a good connection, it won't keep trying to connect over and over again. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do about it. If you don't get any bars at your office or your house, it's not as if you can move your office or your house. However, you can do two things. First, if you know you're going to be somewhere where has terrible reception or no reception at all, put your phone into airplane mode. This will stop it from trying to connect over and over again. Plus, you might as well, since no one's going to be able to reach you anyway.
True.
Second, complain to your phone companies. The carriers often use customer complaints to determine where to install new cell phone towers. Well, like I said, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for your emails and keep them coming. questions@deemable.com. We got a whole bunch of questions lined up for next week.
Yes, we do.
And call us. Leave us a voicemail at 904-372-3336. Also, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a good review if you enjoyed it. Like we've said before, if you didn't enjoy it, still, go ahead and leave a good review.
Yeah.
We won't tell anybody.
Absolutely not.
Our producer is Sean Birch. I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And this is Deemable Tech. Thanks for listening and have a great week.